Day 44, the illusion of choice. True freedom begins with presence, not preference. Let's get something straight. When someone keeps choosing painful or toxic situations, like your friend returning to abusive partners, it's not because they want to suffer. It's because on a deep, unconscious level, they don't actually have a choice. Not yet. The word choice gets tossed around a lot in spiritual and self-help circles. But here's the deal. Real choice requires real consciousness. You can't choose if your mind is running the show on autopilot, stuck in the grooves of old patterns, beliefs, and emotional scars. Your friend isn't picking abusers the way you pick toppings on a pizza. Her nervous system is repeating what's familiar, and familiarity feels safer than freedom when you're unconscious. So why does the mind cling to what hurts? Because it's scared of the unknown. It prefers the pain it understands to the uncertainty it doesn't. This is how people end up in patterns, recreating childhood dynamics, replaying trauma scripts, or feeding the pain body like it's a hungry ghost. And often, their partner is doing the same. It's not a love story. It's two unconscious minds dancing the same painful steps. So no, don't tell someone like your friend, you chose this. That just adds guilt to injury. Instead, help them wake up. Show them presence. Help them become the observer of their own thoughts, emotions, and patterns. The moment they get a taste of the now, the space between reaction and awareness, is the moment they get access to choice. Until then, their life is a replay. This understanding also changes how we see our parents, our past hurts, and the people we struggle to forgive. You only hold on to resentment when you believe they could have done better. But if they were also unconscious, trapped in their own pain and patterns, what else were they capable of? Forgiveness then becomes less about nobly letting someone off the hook and more about finally realizing there was no hook in the first place. Now here's the twist. Even if people aren't consciously choosing pain, they still live with the consequences of it. Unconsciousness doesn't exempt you from suffering. It guarantees it. But suffering, paradoxically, is often what breaks the spell. It cracks the ego and lets the light in. You asked about forgiveness. The truth is, once you're truly present, forgiveness becomes irrelevant. Why? Because the past dissolves. You realize that nothing anyone ever did and nothing you ever did could touch the essence of who you are. There's no wound to heal because your true self was never wounded. That realization is freedom. That's peace. So how do you know when you've surrendered? When you no longer need to ask? When you're not caught in mental loops about what should or shouldn't have been? When the now is enough, when you feel clear, light real. And until then, keep practicing presence, because presence is where true power and true choice begins.